Okay, well, first up, Maurice, will we actually need banks in the future?
Well, we'll need something to transact money with, but I'm not convinced it'll be the banks that we know today, or certainly, if it is the banks we know today, not doing what they currently do.
What changes will we see then?
Well, we're used to banks that we physically go into, and slowly over the last decade or so, we've stopped doing that. We do internet banking, we use ATMs, and we're more and more comfortable to transact online. The notion of having to go somewhere and transact is gone. What we're going to see are branches that will remain, most probably be a bit smaller, and they'll be more about interaction than transaction. It'll be about not the everyday taking and putting in of money, but of talking about loans or investments or other things.
So I guess there won't be as many and they'll be smaller?
I think so. Well, in fact, there may be more of them, but they'll be smaller. Definitely the footprint of them will shrink, and we're seeing that already with the banks now. Some of them are changing over their existing banks to operate very, very differently, and others are going into retail spaces in a very different way.
So what sort of new online financial services might that provide?
What we're moving into is a period where we will have complete access to all of our information in ways that we've never done before. Up until now, we've been able to get our bank statements or our share statements or our portfolios online. Each one of them has been distinct, so we might have logged into one or got a delivery in the mail of a statement. But we didn't really have any tools that would allow us to consolidate all of that into one screen, one piece of information. And that's where we're headed now. We're headed into what's called consolidation. And that is that all of our financial records, with our permission, of course, will come into one central piece of software, and that could be on our phone or on our desktop or wherever. And what it's going to help us to do is to make some really informed decisions about our financial service like we've never been able to do before.
What sort of decisions?
So what we've got then are, there's a product in the States that's been around for a few years that's most probably the grandfather of this. It's called Mint.com. It doesn't work in Australia particularly well. But what it lets you do is bring in all of your various statements and bits and pieces, and then starts to help you to analyse which is the best credit card to use for a transaction, where your superannuation is. So it basically gives you a second-by-second view of your financial health and to help you make decisions accordingly as to what's appropriate for you. It can help you to switch between credit cards you might have or do other things. We're going to see a whole lot of those types of things come on board. And there's one that's just starting to open up in Sydney in the last couple of months called Pocketbook.com. It doesn't work widely yet, it only works in a small area with a small number of banks, but it's going to work on the same premise and be Australian, obviously.
Any other services or products that these new banks might offer us?
Well, it's very much around those kinds of activities. So what we're going to see is that our everyday transactions, whether that's going to the supermarket, buying petrol or doing something more advanced, are now going to come with a series of options, and that's where the banks are moving into, to helping us to choose the right credit card, to help us choose the right insurance policies, to help us with our superannuation. And it's going to be very, very much that ongoing recipe of trying to work with as many providers as we want to get the best outcomes for us.
Certainly, we won't have to think, will we?
Well, we will be thinking, but I'm hopefully that what we're going to be thinking on is knowledge rather than information. In other words, what this thing will give us is really that true snapshot, and then we can make some really informed decisions. And for many people, that's the issue that they have around trying to have better health around their finance. They really can't get a handle for where they're at or what's best for them. And these sorts of things, the ones I've seen, really do help to move the average person down that track of having that great wisdom.
Sure. Okay, so online transactions and use of cards and so forth, of course, which we've been doing for some time now. Will we actually need cash in the future?
I think we're moving into a less cash society rather than a cashless society. The reality is that we know that there are less banknotes in circulation. Now people are choosing instead to use plastic or other things. We're moving into a world, most probably this year, of NFC, which is near-field communication on our mobile phones. We've spoken about that before. What that will let us do with our mobile phone is simply go up and tap the cash register, so to speak, or tap a device and just keep walking. In other words, it will make the payments for us. So we're going to see a whole lot of reasons why we don't need the folding money anymore, and less people want that. So there'll be money around for those that want it, but I'm suggesting that, you know, over the next 10 years or so, we're going to see a whole lot less in circulation.
And what about a global currency that has been talked about in the past? Could it actually be part of the future?
I think it is, and I think one day we're going to see it. And in fact, we have it in many ways now. We have things like PayPal, for instance, that works on every continent and every place on the planet and allows you to transact as if there is just one currency. I know it converts and does all of that, but it's still that overlay of us, in fact, wanting something that isn't a particular regional currency, but something that's global. There are also other options like that around. I do think, and this is a long way out, I think 20, 30 years from now, there will be considered conversations around whether we need so many currencies on the planet and how we do it. I know the EU is going through issues like that at the moment, which is why I think it's 20, 30 years away before we start this discussion. But yeah, I think we'll get to a global currency.
A fascinating look at the future of banking and money. Boris, interesting as always. Just remind us how we can keep up to date with what's happening in the future.
So it's businessfuturist.com or join me on Facebook.
Boris Maslowski, until next fortnight, thanks very much.
Look forward to it.
Cheers, Boris.
Thanks for that.
Excellent.